我们从上个礼拜开始呢，我们就讲到十诫。
Starting from last week, we started talking about the Ten Commandments.
我们要谈到了律法的结构呢，就是怎么样。
We also described the structure of the law.
我们知道呢，旧约律法总共是613条。
We all know that there are 601 laws in the Old Testament.
我们把你可以把它分成三层。
You can divide them into three tiers.
第一层呢，简单来说呢，就是爱神跟爱人。
First tier, to summarize it, is to love God and to love man.
第二层呢，就是我们今天研究的十诫。
The second tier talks about the Ten Commandments, some of which we'll describe today.
你又发觉呢，十诫也是分开，有关神的方面，就是第一条到第四条。更有关人方面的，就是第五条到第十条。
You'll find out that the Ten Commandments are also divided between a God-centered aspect and also a man-centered aspect. First of which is from verses 1 through 4, and the second which is from verses 5 through 10.
那么我们最后601条呢，我们就是讲到了，它就是律法，你可以说是十诫的一个延伸，也是一个解释啊。
And the remaining 601 laws, you may say they are an extension of the commandments, but also an explanation, expansion of the Ten Commandments.
所以呢，今天呢，我们要看第三诫。
So today we're going to start with the third commandment.
那么呢，让我们先来看第七节呢。
Let's look at verse 7 together.
第七节说，不可妄称耶和华你神的名，因为妄称耶和华名的耶和华必不以他为无罪。
Verse 7 says that you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name.
其实呢，如果你把第七节的开头直接是从希伯来文翻译的时候呢，你可以简直讲，就是你不可举高耶和华你神的名到虚假。
So if you take the first half of verse 7 and translate it literally from its original Hebrew language, and you may say that it states as follows, you should not lift the name of Yahweh to falsehood.
那什么叫不可举高耶和华的名呢?
What does it mean when it says that you should not lift the name of Yahweh?
其实这个就是犹太人发誓的时候他会做的事情。
That's an action that the Jews would take when they take an oath.
虚假就是虚空的意思。
Falsehood also means vanity.
那么呢，其实这句话最基本的意思就是你不可只做耶和华的名去发假誓。
So the essence of this, the essential meaning of this statement is that you cannot lift up the name of Yahweh to give false testimony.
你知道呢，犹太人呢会要好像证明他所讲的话是正确的，或者是表现 OK， 我所讲这个诺言必定会实现的时候呢，他就会指说耶和华去发誓。
You understand that Jews, when they want to prove that their statements are accurate, or if they want to show that the vows they take will fulfill themselves, they will lift their hands and take an oath.
他的意思就是，如果我所讲的是假的，那么神就会惩罚我。
In other words, they are suggesting that if they say what they say is false, then they will be punished by God.
那么为什么神不允许人妄用他的名呢？
Then why is it that God does not want man to misuse his name?
那么我们就要思考一下一个名字的重要性。
But first of all, we need to consider the importance of a name.
其实一个名字就代表一个人呢。
Your name represents you.
如果你在支票上面签了你的名呢，那么我就可以拿这个支票去银行拿到钱了。
So if you sign, for example, if you sign your name on a check, you can then bring the check to a bank and get it cashed.
因为呢，你的签名就代表你的同意。
Because your signature implies an agreement.
还有呢，一个名字是代表声誉。
Also, your name it represents your reputation.
比方说有人喜欢买丰田的汽车，因为他觉得呢，丰田这个名字呢就代表很内用。
Some people like to buy cars made by Toyota because they believe Toyota represents a durable use.
有一些太太喜欢买这个 Louis Vuitton， 因为她觉得 LV 这个名字就是代表名贵。
And some wives like to buy purses made by Louis Vuitton because they believe that LV represents luxury.
所以呢，这个名字是很重要的一个事情。
So a name is actually a very important item.
同样，神的名字就代表他自己跟他的圣誉。
And by the same token, God's name represents God Himself and also His reputation.
还有呢，你知道呢，耶和华这个名字呢是，神向摩西显现的时候，神告诉摩西这个他的名字的。
And you, I'm sure you also understand that the name for God Yahweh or the Lord is the name that the Lord gave Moses when He revealed Himself to him.
所以呢，这个是神跟以色列人立约的时候特别给他们的，他让他们知道他的名字。
So this is a name that was especially revealed to the Israelites when God established the covenants with the Israelites.
所以其实你每一次念旧约圣经的时候，见到耶和华的时候，你应该想到这个是一个立约的一个神。
So as you go through Old Testament, whenever you see the name the Lord, you should understand that it is a God. It's a God of a covenant.
神给他们以色列人这个名字，让他们呢在危险的时候，他们能够呼求神的时候，神说我会听你们的祷告的。
And the reason God gave them this name of Himself is so that when they encounter difficulties, when they encounter risky situations, when they cry out to the Lord, they will remember that the Lord will keep His covenant.
还有呢，诗篇一百一十三篇第二节讲到了耶和华的名是应当称颂的，换句话说就是这个名是让以色列人来敬拜神的的时候用的。
And Psalm chapter 113 verse 2 says that the Lord's name needs to be praised. In other words, the Lord's name is worthy of worship.
所以呢，他这个名字以色列人应该很宝贵，因为他们遇到困难的时候，他叫耶和华，耶和华会马上听。还有呢，他敬拜神的时候，他们也可以通过呼求他的名的时候呢，神让他们去敬拜他。
So the name itself should be treated with the utmost preciousness, because when the Israelites encounter difficulties and they cry out to the Lord, and the Lord will reveal Himself.To the Israelites. By the same token, through the name, the Israelites are also allowed to worship the Lord.
所以呢，其实第三界的真神是什么？
Do you understand the essence of the third commandment?
其实就是神其实是告诉以色列人，我给你们很大的权力，就是让你认识耶和华这个名字。你们要宝贵你们这一个权利，你要尊重这个神的名。
So the essence of the third commandment is that the Lord is telling the Israelites that you have been given a great deal of privilege to get to know God through His name, and therefore you have to treat it with preciousness, and so you can maintain the privilege or the authority.
所以当我们使用我们遵循不可妄称耶和华的名的时候，我们会包括什么行为呢？
So when we become obedient in not misusing the Lord's name, what type of actions would that entail?
当然我们不会只做耶和华的名发假誓。
Of course, we would not lift up the Lord's name to give false oath.
因为耶和华的名是很宝贵嘛，耶和华的名代表他自己。
Because the Lord's name is precious, and because the Lord's name represents the Lord Himself.
但是呢，当耶稣去解释，第三节的时候呢，他在马太福音呢，却这样子讲，在五章三十三节。
But when Jesus explained the third commandment, and he said this in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 33.
他说，你们又听见有吩咐古人的话说，不可起誓，所起的誓总要向主谨守。
Jesus said that, again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made.
那这个呢，是犹太人对第三诫的解释，就是如果你起誓，你不需要遵守。
So this is an explanation that was given by the Jews for the third commandment, that once you give an oath, you do not have to follow through.
Okay, 所以呢，耶稣没有说他们这样子讲是错。
Jesus did not say that they were wrong. The Jews were wrong.
他只是说，其实时间里面的第三节不是停留在这里。
But what Jesus was saying instead was that the third commandment, out of the Ten Commandments, is not limited just to that.
他在三十四节里面说，只是我告诉你们，什么事都不可起。你们的话，到三十七节，他就说，你们的话是就说是，不是就说不是。若再多说，就是出于哪恶者。
So Jesus said in verses 34 and 37 of book of Matthew chapter 5 that, but I tell you, do not swear on oath at all. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one.
我小的时候第一次读马太福音的时候，我以为耶稣的意思就是叫我们不要起誓。
So when I was younger reading the book of Matthew, I thought Jesus meant that we should not take any oath.
但是其实这个不是耶稣的重点啊。
But that's not his key point.
其实耶稣的重点是在三十七节里面呢，他告诉我们，你要做一个诚实的人。
Jesus' key point is stated in verse 37. Basically, with that, he said that we need to be an honest person.
你知道犹太人为什么他要发誓呢？
Do you know why the Jews need to take an oath?
原因就是他们常常骗人嘛。
The reason is because they lie frequently.
所以呢，到一个地步，他唯一的方法去让人家去相信他，就是他要指着耶和华去发誓，人家才信他所讲的话是真实的。
The lying was so severe to a point where that they had to take an oath in Lord's name in order for other people to believe them.
那么耶稣的意思就是说，你们不要剪纸，你们讲的话就是就说是，不是就说不是，你讲的话要算数的。
So what Jesus is saying is don't do that. All you have to do is to make sure your yes is yes and your no is no, and making sure that your words are accountable.
你做一个诚实的人，就才是才是达到第三界的真神呢。
Only by being an honest person have you truly fulfilled the essence of the third commandment.
什么叫妄用神的名呢？
So what does it mean to misuse the Lord's name?
当然不是我们不提神的名呢。
不提，
就是对。
So of course, the basic requirement is that we don't use His name in vain.
嗯哼，我们要尊重神的名。
We need to treat it with respect.
因为呢，神的名就代表神。自己跟他的，他是一个怎么样的一个神
？Because his name represents who he is and what kind of God he is.
所以，如果是剪纸的时候呢，当我们这些认识神的人却 犯罪的时候呢，其实呢，这个也是让神很掉脸，好像你妄用他的名的作用一样。
So, therefore, those of us who know God but sin against Him is also misusing His name because we have embarrassed Him.
所以呢，这个就是保罗呢在罗马书二章二十三节里面，他骂这些宗教领袖啊，他说你们只说律法夸口，自己倒犯律法，玷污神。
And that is why Paul in Romans chapter 2 verse 23, where he criticized the religious leaders by saying, you who boast in the law, do you dishonor God by breaking the law?
因为我们基督徒的行为是怎么过你的生活，直接影响人家对我们的神的看法。
So we Christians, how we live our lives is a direct reflection on how people are going to view our God.
我想到一个例子。
So I was reminded of an example.
在今年五月份的时候呢，在埃及的这个卢克索神庙 Luxor Temple 发生了一件事情。
So I remembered around May this year that this thing took place in Luxor Temple in Egypt.
这个是超过3500年的一个古迹。
This is a temple that has been over 3,500 years old.
那么呢，有人在这个佛雕上面呢写了这句话。
And somebody carved this onto a sculpture.
就是丁耿浩到此一游。
It said that this person, Dingen Hao, toured here once.
有人呢在网站上面把这个事情登出来以后呢，马上有超几十万的中国人在这边去讨论这个事情。
So somebody published this picture on a website, and therefore all of a sudden, hundreds of thousands of Chinese started discussing about this topic.
最厉害的地方，他们就找出来，这个人是住在南京的一个中学生。
The best part is they found out this person is a middle school student living in Nanking.
那么这个父母还要向大家道歉。
And the parents needed to apologize to the public.
你有没有想过，为什么十多万的中国人反应这么大？
Have you wondered why hundreds of thousands of Chinese will react in such a way?
因为丁耿浩一个恶作剧，让全世界的人看不起我们中国人的果民植树。
Because this middle schooler's name itself allowed the entire world to have contempt for the reputation of the Chinese people.
因为他做了这个 graffiti 嘛，他做了这个不好的事情呢，那么人家见到我们中国人就觉得我们的水准很低了啊。
And because he did such a prank on the sculpture that allowed the entire world to view Chinese as having a very low moral standard.
你有没有想过，其实我们基督徒也是代表神的。
By the same token, we Christians also represent our God.
其实基督徒 Christian 这个字就是小基督的意思。
And the word Christian actually means Christ Junior.
人家见到你，就想到我们所相信的神是怎么样。
When people see you, they will see the God that we believe in.
我们的行为是影响人家对我们所信的神的一个评价。
Our actions will impact how people view our God's worth.
所以呢，这个就是为什么神这么严重的警告以色列人。他说：“谎称耶和华名的，耶和华必不以他为无罪。”
And that's why God put such a severe warning to the Israelites.That God will not hold anyone guiltless when they misuse God's name.
所以我们要尊重神的名。
And therefore, we must respect God's name.
当然，我们不可以只说耶和华发假誓。
Of course, we cannot lift up the Lord's name to give false oath.
我们也不应该用耶稣的名字来咒骂人。
And we cannot also use Christ's name in vain.
就是 cursing.
To curse other people.
还有呢，你也不应该就是你很惊奇的时候，就是妄用神的名。
You cannot misuse God's name when you are surprised by something.
我们知道在美国，他们都常常这样子用神的名。
And because we know that's a common practice in the United States.
这个是因为讲这些话的人，他不是神的儿女。
The reason they spoke in such ways is because they're not God's children.
但是我们是神的儿女。
But we are God's children.
我们不能不宝贝神的名字。
We cannot not treasure God's name.
我们还要记得我们是代表神的。
We also must remember that we represent God.
我们一举一动会影响人对我们的神的态度。
Everything we do and everything we say will influence how people view our God.
不要因为我们的行为让神的名被玷污。
We should not allow our actions to taint our God's name.
第八节到十一节呢，我们是讲到第四诫。
Verses 8 to 11 is the fourth commandment.
这个就是当纪念安息日。
And that is to remember the Sabbath day.
其实呢，在基督徒里面呢，我们可能不太注重第四诫。
Perhaps among Christians, we often neglect the fourth commandment.
原因就是呢，十诫里面呢，这一诫里面是唯一在新约圣经里面没有重复的。
Perhaps it's because out of the Ten Commandments, this is the only one that was not repeated in the New Testament.
还有呢，我们看新约圣经，好像福音书里面，很多时候，耶稣跟这些法利赛人呢，他有冲突啊，都是在安息日里面去发生的。
So for perhaps like in the New Testament, and in the Gospel books.Whenever there's a conflict between Jesus and the Pharisees, they often occurred around or centered around the Sabbath day.
所以呢，我们常常觉得呢，守安息日呢，跟教条主义呢是连在一起。
So we often think that observing the Sabbath is the same as
legalism.
Legalism.
其实呢，的确，犹太人到今天呢，他们也是。严守安息日。
It is true that even till today, that the Jews we would obey to the letter the days of Sabbath.
你知道呢？他们把因为安息日叫人不可工作，所以犹太人呢把什么叫工作分成三十九类。
So, for example, this commandment tells people not to work on Sabbath day. So the Jews defined work into 39 different categories.
其中一个 category, 其中一类就是生火。
And one category is starting a fire.
那么呢，他们说，你开灯也是生火的一种啊。
So now they say that turning on the light is the same as starting a fire.
所以如果你是一个严守犹太教的人呢，你会在星期五的时候呢，把你冰箱里面这个灯泡拿掉，你知道你星期六就是安息日的时候打开这个灯不会亮。
So if you're a Jew and you want to obey the Sabbath law in the strictest sense,Then, therefore, on Friday night, you would unscrew the light bulb so the light would not come on when you open the fridge on Saturday morning.
还有你知道呢，按钮就是 push a button 呢，在他们来说也是一个工作。
So for them, pushing a button is work as well.
所以呢，在以色列里面呢，有一种新章机叫安息日的新章机。
So in Israel, there's a type of elevator called elevator for Sabbath.
就是在它每一层都会停的，那么你就不用按了。
So this elevator will stop at every floor by itself, therefore you don't have to push a button when you enter.
所以呢，我们要了解，究竟神写这个纪念安息日是什么意思啊？
So therefore, we need to understand exactly what God meant when he gave this commandment of remembering the Sabbath.
第八节呢, 他说, 当纪念安息日, 那么这个目的是什么呢?
So verse 8 says that remember the Sabbath, but what is the purpose?
他说, 守为圣日,
and the purpose is by keeping it holy.
那你见到在圣经里面, 你见到, 好像圣跟成圣, 你就马上要, 想到一个观念, 就是分别归神为圣这个意思。
So whenever in the Bible, whenever you see the word holy or sanctified or consecration, you have to think about our relationship with God in the sense that we are separated out for God.
换句话说呢, 神说, 安息日这天是属于他的, 分别出来属于他的。
So when God says that the Sabbath belongs to him, that means we need to separate out this this special day, this particular day, out and to reserve it just for him.
那么第九到第十节呢, 他就解释, 那么我们怎么去纪念这一天呢?
And verses 9 and 10 tell us how we may remember this particular day.
第九节他说, 六日要, 如路做你一切的工, 但第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日, 这一日你和你的儿女, 不被, 生出兵, 你城里寄居的旅客, 无论何工都不可做。
Verses 9 and 10 say that 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals, nor the alien within your gates.
那犹太人呢，他就是最关注这是第十节的，他讲到无论何工都不可做，这个工是指什么了。
So the Jews paid special attention to part of verse 10 where it says you should not do any work, and therefore they try to focus on the work itself.
其实这个字呢，不是说指所有你用奴隶的做的事情，就是它不是节节累的工，不是所有你需要labor的，不是这个意思。
So the work is not referring to the work that requires labor through slavery.
其实呢，它比较像我们中文说打工的意思。
So the work is more like a temporary work.
就是你的 occupation 呢，你的 business,
your occupation or your profession.
所以如果你其实这句话的意思，用现代的语言就是你不可上班。
So, in other words, if you put this in modern terms, it means that you cannot work on Sunday. You cannot go to work on Sunday.
其实它很有趣，不是Sunday，Sabbath。所以呢，它神很有趣的，他说，不单止你不可以上班，你不可以叫你下面的人上班，你的儿女啊，你的奴仆啊，你的就是这些不是以色列人的。 跟你打工的，你都不可以叫他上班。So
what this means is that not only you yourself cannot go attend to your profession, your business, but all the people associated with you, your sons and your daughters, and even the people who work for you, cannot be asked to attend to their jobs or their professions.
十一节呢，就是告诉我们呢，为什么神要以色列人守安息日。
And verse 11 tells us why God wants the Israelites to observe the Sabbath.
十一节，他说，因为六日之内，耶和华造天地、海和其中的万物，第七日便安息。Because
the verse 11 says that because for in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that is in them.
其实你看这句话，它是重复。 神是我们的创造者。
In this verse, it repeated that God is our creator.
所以神希望我们纪念他是我们的创造者。
So God wants us to remember that he is our creator.
还有呢，这个创造者呢，给我们一个模式师。
And this creator also provided us a model.
是希望我们去模仿的。
And it's a model for us to copy.
这个这个 是怎么样模仿呢？就是你工作六天以后，你要休息一天。
And how do we copy? And that is, you work six days, then you have to rest one day.
当三出埃及记三十一章十七节呢，他重复这个诫命的时候，特别提到第七天呢是安息舒畅的。
And in verse 17 of chapter 31 of Exodus, when they repeated this commandment, it specifically pointed out the seventh day is day of rest and being refreshed.
舒畅的意思其实就是喘一口气。
And what it means by being refreshed is to take a break or take a breath.
其实神知道，因为他设计这个世界跟我们人的嘛，所以他知道，我们最我们的需要，我们是需要定期的有一个休息的机会。
Because God created this world and created us in this world, He understands that we need to periodically take a break.
不单只人需要，动物也需要。
Not only man do, but the animals do as well.
旧约里面呢，不单只有安息日，还有安息年。
So not only the Jews have a Sabbath day, but they also have a Sabbath year.
就是呢，这个地种了六年以后，第七年呢，你不要在上面继续种田了，你要让这个地休息。
So for example, a land that has been cultivated for 6 years, then on the seventh year, they must take a break from the land so the land can rest itself.
我想从前的人呢，以色列人一定不明白为什么这个地也。
And people at that time perhaps did not understand why the land also required a rest.
但是呢，我们现代的人就了解了。
But now we do.
你知道在威斯康星州的这些发起生的农户呢，他们同一块地种到第十年以后，他们就不再在这个地里面种发起生。
Okay, so the Wisconsin farmers, they plant this vegetation.
Alfalfa. Ginseng.
Oh, ginseng. Okay. Okay.
我语怎么念呢？
我不想念得很
好。Okay.
So the Wisconsin farmers, after they cultivate the land for ginseng for 10 years, then they would take a break and not plant anything for 1 year.
他们告诉我，所以所有他们的田呢，都是租回来的。过了十年，他们就住另外一个地方去种这些发起生。
So they say that the land is like rented. So every 10 years they will move to a different place to continue planting for ginseng.
其实他们的做法就好像神启示给以色列人一样。
So the way they do it is exactly how God revealed His plan to the Israelites.
因为神创造这个世界的时候，他了解我们这个被造物的需要。
So when God created this world, He understands the needs of those who are created.
所以呢，我们当顺服他去根据他的这个 pattern, 这个模仿他是怎么做事情。
So if as created beings, then we need to mimic the pattern of our Creator.
第二个原因，为什么以色列人要遵守安息日呢？
So what's the second reason why the Israelites must observe the Sabbath day?
就是纪念他的救赎主。
And that is for them to remember their Redeemer.
出埃及记三十一章十二节讲到，你们务要守我的安息日，因为这是你我之间世世代代的证据，使你们知道我耶和华是叫你们成为圣的。
And chapter 31 of Exodus, verse 12 says that, you must observe my Sabbath. This will be a sign between me and you for the generations to come. So you may know that I'm the Lord who makes you holy.
其实这句话就是讲到安息日是神耶和华跟以色列人立约的一个证据。
So this verse tells us that the Sabbath day is a sign for between God and Israelites regarding their covenant.
证据英文就是 sign 呢，那么什么是一个证据啊？
So the English term is sign, and what do we consider as a sign?
这个就是我结婚的证据。
The wedding ring on our finger is a sign that I'm married.
人家见到我戴这个戒指, 那么他就知道我已经是属于另外一个人了。
When people see me wearing the wedding ring on my ring finger, they know that I belong to another person.
就没有人打我的主意了。
So nobody would have a mischievous concept about Pastor Chu.
其实也是一样, 当以色列人守他的安息日的时候, 他就是向这个世界的人, 告诉世界的人, 我们是属于耶和华的。
So when the Israelites observe the Sabbath day, they're telling the rest of the world that they belong to the Lord.
第四戒的精神是什么呢?
So what is the spirit of the fourth commandment?
犹太人把他所有的研究就放在这个公这个字是什么意思?
The Jews concentrated their ideas on the word work, and what is the meaning of work?
其实安息日的精神不再停止做工。
But the spirit of the observing, remembering the Sabbath is not to stop working.
当神叫以色列人你停下来的时候, 他是有一个目的的。
The reason behind which God asked the Israelites to stop has a purpose in it.
他的目的就是你要纪念我是你的创造主，我是你的救赎主。
The purpose is that God wants the Israelites to spend time to remember that God is their creator and God is their redeemer.
他希望以色列人你停下来，你进来，去敬拜我。
And he wants the Israelites to stop and then to spend time to worship him.
你享受这个安息。
That you may enjoy the rest.
这个就是利未记第三节，他讲到六日要做工，第七日是圣安息日，当有圣会，就是你要敬拜神。
And that is why in the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 3 says that there are 6 days when you may work, but the seventh day is a day of Sabbath. Sabbath rest, a day of sacred assembly.
我们讲到十诫的时候，神说我是一个忌邪的神。
When we talk about the Ten Commandments, God said that He is a jealous God.
这句话表现神跟以色列人所立的约是一个爱的盟约。
That says that the covenant established between God and the Israelites is a covenant of love.
所以呢，为什么神要他们六天你可以工作，第七天你要就是分别一天出来去敬拜我呢？
So why did God ask them to allow them to work for 6 days, yet on the seventh day you must separate it out from your life to worship Him?
其实就是神想见我们，跟我们沟通呢。And
in essence, God wants to spend time with us, to fellowship with us.
我们做父母的，你可能会告诉你长大的儿女，他说，你们星期六和你周末记得回家去吃饭呢。
So parents may tell your grown children that remember to come home on Saturdays to have dinner with us.
这个就是他们这个做父母的很希望有一个机会继续的他这个儿女跟父母的这个关系嘛。
And that is an expression of parents' desire to continue their relationship with their children.
其实神对以色列人也是一样。
And God has the same feeling toward the Israelites.
他希望以色列人你停下来啊，给自己一个喘气的一个机会。还有你来到我的面前的时候呢，你就有一个，不单只有一个休息的机会，也有一个更新的一个机会。So
God is telling Israelites to stop and take a break, and then come before me so that you have a time to rest and a time to be refreshed.
因为你当你敬拜我的时候呢，你的灵也会更新。
Because when you worship God, your spirit will be refreshed as well.
所以安息日不应该是一个重担。
And therefore, the day of Sabbath should not be a burden.
应该是一个福气。
Should be a blessing.
神不是要限制我们所做的事情。
God does not want to limit on what we do.
他是邀请我们来到他的面前去敬拜他，与他沟通。
He's inviting us to come before Him to fellowship with Him.
新约里面呢，其实没有要求基督徒去守安息日。
New Testament has not required Christians to observe the Sabbath.
但是呢，他又提到我们要纪念我们的主。
But it does talk about how we must remember our Lord.
我们耶稣基督的确就是创造我们的主，还有救赎我们的主。
Our Lord Christ Jesus is one that who created us and one who redeemed us.
所以我们要分别一段时间去敬拜他。
And therefore we must separate out some time or take out some time to worship Him.
这个可能就是你每一天的灵修。
Your daily devotion is a part of it.
可能也包括了你每一个礼拜天回到教会，我们一同的敬拜神。
And can also be when we come together to worship God on a Sunday.
但是我们不要犯好像犹太人这个毛病。
But we should not make the same mistakes that the Jews did.
他就只注重这个外表，不注重这个内心。
That they're focused on the exterior, but not focusing on the interior.
我的意思就是，你人到了，但是你的心有没有到呢
？And what I mean by that is we should not be here physically, but our heart is not here.
有的时候呢，我们呢，来敬拜神，与神沟通的时候呢，就好像一个招租的一个心态。
Sometimes when we come to a church to worship God, we come as a renter who is paying his rent.
我的意思就是，那神啊，我现在已经给你时间了哈，其他时间就是属于我。
That mentality, what I mean by that is it's like we come and tell God, okay, I have paid my dues, and therefore rest of my time belongs to me.
我希望呢，我们来到神面前的时候，就是客户去跟他亲近。
I hope that when we come before God, that we will be anxious about being close to God.
神在以赛亚书五十八章十三到十四节里面应许以色列人。
And the Lord in Isaiah chapter 58 verses 13 and 14 made such a promise to Israelites.
你若在安息日准到你的脚步，在我的圣入不以初作为喜乐，清安息日为可喜乐的，称耶和华的圣日为可尊重的，而且尊敬者日，不办自己的事事，不垂自己的事欲，不说自己的事话，你就以耶和华为乐。耶和华要使你成家在地的高处，又以你主雅各的产业远养育你。这是耶和华亲口说的。
Verse 13, if you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, and if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, then you will find your joy in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride in triumph on the heights of the land and to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob, from the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
神向我们启示他的名字，是因为我们跟他有一个特别的关系。
God has revealed His name to us because we have a special relationship with Him.
所以我们要宝贵他的名。
So we must treasure His name.
神希望我们分别一天一段时间去敬拜他，去跟他交通。
God wants us to take out, separate out some time, dedicated.To fellowship with Him, to be close to Him.
我们也当把握这个机会去亲近他。
And we should take advantage of this privilege to be close to Him.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你创造我们，也拯救我们。
Because you have created us and you have saved us.
你把你自己启示给我们。以知道我们有需要的时候，我们可以呼求你。
You have revealed yourself to us so that we may call on you when we're in need.
所以愿意我们把握这个机会去亲近你。
And may we take advantage of this privilege to be close to you.
也小心我们平常的行为，因为我们知道我们是在地上代表你的。
And please watch over our our daily actions because we are representing you in this world.
给我们力量去过一个生活是讨你的喜悦的。
And give us strength to live a life that's pleasing to you.
听我们祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
And thank you for listening to our prayer and pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.